This programme was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, irirangi te motu, MPR. If you're enjoying this podcast in Manawatu, you could make your very own, just like this one. MPR exists to help people like you tell your story or share your passion on air and online. Check out mpr.nz for more information.
Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of Generation Fusion. I'm your host Andrew, joined with my co-host Mum.
Hi there everybody.
Now, do you know what I personally don't mind, because I just don't mind bugs, but some people don't like, because I can see how they are scary.
Yeah.
Wetters.
Yeah, wetters can be scary.
Have you seen a wetter up close?
Yep.
I have tried to take a shower with me once.
Yes, and I've had a wetter on the bed once, and it tried to have a conversation, which I...
Tried to bite you?
No, I moved away from it before we got too in-depth.
Too familiar.
But I don't mind wetters as long as they're...
Not trying to bite me.
Usually if they're outside.
Yeah.
My father got bitten by a wetter once. He was cleaning out the garden in the flaxes, and there was a wetter who sprung one on him. It was all right. It wasn't overly painful.
Like a spider bite?
No. Well,
like a pinch,
like a crab pinch.
Ah.
Yeah. So,
right. Yeah. I have never been bitten by a wetter or a praying mantis.
Praying mantis, wetters, yeah, they're about on a par with each other.
They're the same family, right?
No, I don't.
No.
Don't think so. Praying mantis is a part of the mantis family, and wetters.
Do you know something funny? From the first Men in Black movie, you know the guy that's a cockroach?
Yes.
In his alien form, he actually looks more like a wetter than he does a cockroach.
I don't like cockroaches.
I don't mind them. They've tried to take showers with me as well.
Yeah, no.
Well, if you can't work out what we've been going on for the past 2 minutes, we're talking about Wetter Workshop.
That's right. Andrew, you got to go down to Wellington and visit Wetter Workshop with your uncle.
Well, these days the word "got to" is a bit more lax, considering I was the one driving.
Well, so yeah. Well,
I booked the ticket, so I chose to go to Wellington.
You got to drive the car to Wellington.
And I got to book the tickets.
Yes, you did.
For a time, I got to choose when.
Yes.
Yes.
So, yes, you went down to Wetter Workshop.
Yes.
You and your Uncle Wet.
My Uncle Wet.
It was a little overcast.
It did some spitting.
So, Wetter Workshop's over in Miramar. In Wellington, isn't it?
And Auckland.
Yes, there's one in Auckland, one in Wellington, but the one you went to was in Wellington and Miramar.
Yes, the one in Miramar is the original.
Yes.
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 Just down the road from Uncle's favourite, Park Road VFX.
I'm just going to move my head for a second because I need to cough.
Ah, yes.
Sorry about that. I've come
probably
back.
I could have just muted your
mic. You could have just muted me, yeah. So, yes, it says that there's the Wetter Workshop Experience Wellington Tour, and there is the Wetter Workshop Unleashed, which is in Auckland.
Wow.
Yeah. Thought you might like to know that.
Maybe Uncle and I will do it when I convince him to go to Auckland with me this year to the Game Developers Conference.
Well, maybe.
NZGDC, which is in Auckland this year.
It's not in Wellington.
No.
Oh, disappointing.
Yeah.
So, yes, Wetter Workshop's a creative.
We'll see if he wants to drive to and from Auckland and Palmy every day for that.
Yeah, I don't think that would happen. So, yes, Wetter Workshop is a creative company.
Yep.
Creating or delivering. Sorry, my words are all a jumble tonight, concept design, special effects, props and collectibles.
Yes.
Yes.
And buildings.
And buildings. That was fascinating because I found out when they came back and they told me a little bit that Wetter Workshop doesn't just do the interiors of buildings, but they'll actually build the whole building if required.
Yeah, so they're basically architects as well.
Yeah. So you went down to Wetter Workshop.
Yes.
Wetter opened 1987.
That checks out.
Yep, 37 years ago as RTFX.
Yep.
Yeah. And It was founded by Richard Taylor.
Yes.
And Tanya Rogers.
Yes.
Yes.
And they, a couple.
Yeah.
And Richard is from England, I believe.
And they've produced creatures and makeup effects for the TV series Hercules, The Legend of Journals, and Xena, Warrior Princess. Those were very popular when I was your age.
They won an Oscar for one of them.
Was it Xena?
I think it was Xena. I got to see the Oscar, the actual Oscar statue.
Yes. It was very cool. They also did the effects in films, effects for films such as Meet the Feebles and Heavenly Creatures.
Yes, and one of them had the Guinness World Record for a while for having the most blood.
Oh.
Yes.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
So a digital version, Weta Digital, which is now Weta FX.
Which is what I would like to act. That's where I want to go.
I'd like to go. That was formed in 1993 and operates as a separate company. Was that the one that's in a separate building? Oh, no, that was the production.
That's Park Road post-production, which could be. It could just be a front for Weta FX.
It could be.
But, yes, they're actually two separate companies, Weta FX and Weta, that one.
Yes, Weta FX, Weta Digital, and, yeah.
I think Weta FX is owned by Peter Jackson.
So, well, it's, I've got, I'm just not an amazing expert here. I have done some research, so I do know a little bit. So Weta Workshop output was used in director Peter Jackson's film trilogies, Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit.
Yes, but I'm pretty sure Peter Jackson owns Weta FX.
Ah.
And Tanya and the other one own Weta Workshop.
Oh, okay. Well,
Weta FX, you know, does the VFX. And Weta Workshop does the practical models and props.
Yes, because it says here that Weta Workshop's output was producing sets, costumes, armor, weapons, creatures, and miniatures.
Yes, whereas Weta FX does the 3D VFX. 3D stuff.
Yep. Weta Workshop also aided in the making of Peter Jackson's 2005 version of, do you know? Features a mighty ape.
King Kong?
King Kong. Yep.
They also did Godzilla a few years ago.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. Uncle, for Park Road VFX, Uncle told me yesterday that he was thinking we should have ordered pizzas and walked in and said the editing department ordered some pizzas and see if they let us go in and stick around.
Oh. What was it here? It says Weta Workshop teamed up with Team Fortress 2.
Did they?
They did, creating weapons and cosmetics based on the company's Dr. Grobort's Infallible Earth Oscillators series. There's some big words in there.
Yeah. Team Fortress 2 is a Valve game.
Oh.
Same people that made Half-Life.
Oh, okay.
And Portal.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. And
whose CEO also did live in New Zealand during the pandemic.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. A lot of CEOs moved to New Zealand during the pandemic.
Well, why wouldn't you? Also, Weta Workshop created the Aegis of Champions. The trophy awarded.
Aegis
of Champions, the trophy awarded.
I'm just guessing. Does it have a G?
Yeah, A-E-G-I-S.
Yeah, it's Aegis.
Aegis of Champions, trophy awarded in the international and annual eSports World Championship for Dota 2.
Dota 2, that's another Dota. Valve game.
Well, just while you're here to help me with my pronunciation.
And one of the most important things I think they had there on the tour that I saw were the actual puppets of the Wot-Wots.
The Wot-Wots. I love the Wot-Wots.
In their flying chairs.
In their flying chairs.
Andrew, no, I know a lot of the time they were CGI, but they did have actual puppets as well. And I saw the actual puppets they used for the Wot-Wots.
They were very cool.
Fun fact, they are actually the size of the toys you can buy.
Yes.
They're not that big.
2009 Wot-Wots.
Wot-Wots.
Yeah, they were
based in Wellington, Auckland, and Melbourne Zoo.
It was a New Zealand children's television show which premiered in 2009. Right, about the right time for you because you would have been seven.
No, I was two. I was not seven in 2009.
You were two. I had 2007 in my head, and I thought, oh yeah, that's
because that's the year I was born.
You were two, but it came out as seven. So yes, ideal time for you. You love the Wot-Wots.
I I was not born in 2003.
No, you were 2007. And it was about, it used, as you said, a mixture of live action and animation following a pair of inquisitive alien siblings.
Twins.
As they learn about life on Earth. And we got you both what-whats.
Yeah.
I was quite fond of the what-whats.
And I said to you a few days ago that the what-whats are such a weird part of my life because for the longest time, because they went off the air, no one acknowledged their existence. So I thought it was something that I made up in my head.
Yes.
Until we found the toys while cleaning the house, and I was like, these things really do actually exist. And it wasn't just a thing I made up in my head.
No, the what-whats very much existed.
It also makes sense they're called the what-whats because that's kind of one of the first sounds babies make, isn't it?
Yeah.
What-what.
What-what-what. Actually, it makes me think of ravens. What? They go, what? Interesting enough, because Weta Workshop is really well known for Peter Jackson's Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit.
That brings me to one of my pet peeves about the tour.
Yes.
Well, I'll let you finish.
I was just going to say, that is what we hear for them. But when I was looking at what films and television they've done Brain Dead.
Yeah, they've done quite a bit.
They did, as said, Heavenly Creatures and Once Were Warriors, The Frighteners.
Yes, they jump-started Michael J. Fox's career. It wasn't Back to the Future, it was The Frighteners.
I love that movie. And then, of course, the Lord of the Rings trilogy.
I think Michael J. Fox had to spend 8 months living in New Zealand.
Yeah, I know.
I was doing torture.
Then he did The Last Samurai, Perfect Strangers, Hellboy, Van Helsing, The Chronicles of Narnia. I knew they did Narnia in New Zealand.
I didn't. I knew they did Narnia in New Zealand. I just didn't know that it was Weta that did the props for it.
They did King Kong, The Legend of Zorro.
Zorro.
Aragorn.
Aragorn.
Bridge to Terabithia.
Yeah, Bridge to Terabithia. That Zavanna introduced me to that movie.
Halo 3, Landfall.
They made a Halo movie?
Yes, in 2007, Halo 3.
Oh, that's about the time they were making movies.
Fantastic Four, Rise of the Super Surfer.
Oh, yeah, that one.
Chronicles of Narnia. Indiana Jones and the Kingdom on the Crystal Skull.
Didn't know that one.
2008, that was. The Day the Earth Stood Still.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Outlander.
Yeah. Oh.
That Lovely Bones.
Yeah.
You won't know this one.
No, I don't know the Lovely Bones.
But Under the Mountain, I know that one.
Oh. I don't know that one.
Avatar. Do you know that one, Avatar? That was 2009.
Yes, Mum, I know Avatar. It's kind of a big movie series. I haven't watched it. But, yes, there are three movies currently and a fourth one's in development.
Yeah, so that was Avatar.
In fact, the third one. Do you know that the third one premiered a few weeks ago?
Yeah.
At a theatre in Wellington?
Yes.
In Miramar,
yes.
Meaning all those famous actors were here in New Zealand.
I know. And then you've got, I mean, there's so,
we've, they did I Am Mother.
Well, I've only got to 2010.
No, I'll keep going.
Adventures of Tintin with the Secret of the Unicorn. I know they did that. Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
Yep. That makes
the
sense.
Hobbit.
Yeah.
Now we're moving into 2013, which was full of The Hobbit. Amazing Spider-Man 2.
That was not Willem Dafoe, but that was the Green Goblin. I got to see the actual costume.
That was pretty cool then.
That was pretty cool.
Godzilla.
Yep.
Hercules. Mad Max Fury Road.
Yeah.
2015, we've got the BFG.
Big Friendly Giant. Yeah. That's what that stands for, by the way, people.
Warcraft. Yeah. Batman versus Superman.
Oh, that's a good
Dawn
one.
Of Justice. Yeah. Power Rangers.
Yeah.
Thor, Ragnarok.
Yeah.
Down to 2018, we've got I Am Mother, which you talked about. Men in Black International.
Yep.
2019, Jumanji, The Next Level.
Yeah.
Another Godzilla movie.
Another good.
2020, Mulan.
Yeah.
Mortal Kombat. And 2021, Dune.
Yep.
Or June, sorry. We've got another Thor movie. Black Panther. Another Avatar. Then we've got the Cocaine Bear.
Cocaine Bear. They were really proud of that one.
Yeah.
They kept talking about it during the tour.
2023. There's so many I haven't mentioned. I'm just mentioning the ones
that you know.
Gladiator 2.
Yep, that was a good movie.
2024, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes.
No.
Godzilla versus King Kong.
Yep.
Tron.
Yeah.
Predator Badlands.
Yeah.
The Avatar Fire and Ash.
Yeah, that's one that just came out, yep. I think.
And so that's just...
Do you know, it would have made so much more sense if they filmed Tron in the Tron.
Yeah.
By the way, for those that don't know, Tron is the nickname for Hamilton.
Oh, is that? Yeah. Yes. The Big Tron. Shout out to Hamilton. And then in television, they've done a lot in television.
Mum, you don't need to name it. We get it. We get it, Mum. You listed the movies.
I mean, because 1995 was Hercules and Xena and the Watts in 2009. But, yeah, I mean, they've done a heap of stuff and some video games, but they don't do much.
Well, that's because that's where to FX.
Yeah, so they're really only credited for, in 2018, Dr. Grobort's Invaders. And in 2025, Tales of the Shire, a Lord of the Rings game.
That was also weird FX, but I guess they're taking credit for it as well.
I think they probably are. So they've been pretty busy, which is pretty impressive for a New Zealand company. So,
as I said, they jump-started Michael J. Fox's career.
They did. But you went down. You went
now, can I just quickly get to the pet peeve? We're halfway through and you haven't let me talk yet, Mum.
Yeah,
come
you
on.
Have a go. You go for it.
It was all Lord of the Rings. Now, I've never seen Lord of the Rings, so I really don't care about it.
That's what I meant to do, isn't it? I meant to gasp because people will be shocked.
And the thing was, well, Uncle and I were the only ones that weren't foreigners on the tour.
You were the only ones, yeah.
And they were all like, whoa, Lord of the Rings stuff. And I was like, cool, it's Lord of the Rings. I'm over here looking at the actual cool stuff.
Yeah, as you say, there's so many movies, so many films, TV programs that they've done that but there could have been more.
Yeah, but the whole thing was around Lord of the Rings. And it was like, because I guess it's a pet peeve, I guess, us as a collective country has, that the beautiful scenery we take for granted.
Yes.
And so when people from overseas come here, they're like, oh, well, look at this. And we're like, yeah, we get it. We understand we live in a beautiful country. But
I guess going back to your comment about only being Lord of the Rings, I'm thinking that what your uncle said about Lord of the Rings is owned by Weta.
Yeah.
Whereas I think a lot of the other movies they've just worked on.
Like one of my pet peeves is, yes, they film Lord of the Rings here, but we aren't hobbits. We don't live in the Shire. This is a real place. Because yeah. That's one thing I hate when they all call New Zealand like Hobbiton and stuff. It's like,
I know.
We're an actual place. We're not a made-up fantasy place full of short,
I know.
Hairy people.
When they talk about Hobbitville, because that's in Matamata, not far from where I grew up, and the area they're talking about is just the back of someone's farm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nothing special. It's just the farm. But you were quite – I know your uncle and you were both fascinated by the detail.
Like it's kind of like they – people saying that – on the Americans saying, oh, New Zealand, it's all Hobbiton and stuff is like us saying – oh, America, the place from the movie Mars Attacks.
Yeah, it's just the White House.
Yeah, it's just the White House.
Just the White House. But going back to what I just said before, the detail on a lot of these things, they were
very in-depth. As I said to you, like the costume for the Green Goblin, it had screws in it that looked weathered.
Yes.
Now, you know they're not actually being used because they get polished and dusted every day.
Yes.
But, like, the screws are rusted on some costumes and stuff.
And I know your uncle was talking about the detail that went on to things that would never be seen by the camera.
Like, there is dirt and muck on joints that you can't even see unless you look close.
Yes.
But a thing they talked about, mainly for when they were talking about makeup and prosthetics, but I guess applies to props as well, is it's a lot for the actors, so they have something to react to. You know, most of acting is just reacting. So
yes, and a lot, especially as today, a lot of work's done on the green screen and they don't have an environment so much to react to. But if you've got the costumes on, if you're living the part, well, you don't need those backdrops because you've got the visual reminder of who you are and where you are. So I think that was fascinating. And the pride that goes into their work.
Fun fact, the entire Minecraft movie was filmed in New Zealand. Those blocky trees were real.
Yeah, real New Zealand blocky trees.
There is a place just outside of Auckland that has real blocky bumblebees.
I never talked about the Minecraft. Did I mention the Minecraft movie?
You didn't. Yeah, they did the Minecraft movie.
I didn't mention that in my facts here. So you said the time went real fast.
It did. It was an hour and a half to more like an hour and 45 minutes. Didn't feel like it.
It was over and done. But the other thing too is it's really geared up for the tourists because busloads of...
There's literally a package, which I was considering but didn't do, where they'll pick you up from like Courtney Place or something.
Yeah.
And they'll just take you over to Miramar and you do the tour and then they bus you back.
Yeah.
And like, well, no, we don't need that. It's fine.
Yeah, so yeah. Mind you, it was hard finding a car park. You're saying. But you found one.
We found
one. So well worth the...
Mainly I think that's because Weta Workshop is in Miramar, which is a suburb.
Yes.
So there's no off-street parking.
No, there's not. So how much did you pay for each person?
I think it was like $60 a person.
I
could have gotten a student discount, but right now I don't have a valid student ID because I'm in between jobs.
Yeah, in between study. Well, you can do that. So do you think it was value for money?
It would have been a lot more value for money if it wasn't all Lord of the Rings.
Yep.
But also, my money is... literally has a different value to the foreigners, mate.
Well, I guess, as you said, they all know Lord of the Rings. They're all going there. It's geared up for them. And so that's what the people want to see. They want to see Lord of the Rings.
I didn't care about, wow, these are the actual props they used. I was like, wow, look at all the detail on these costumes. Yes. I want to be the person that designs and makes these costumes. I didn't care that they were in a movie.
Yeah,
I just wanted to make them.
You actually got to manipulate one of the props, didn't you?
Oh, yes. So there was this. Do you know the movie Leatherface?
Vaguely.
Yeah. So it's a guy that makes costume out of human skin.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's basically what it was like. It was like one of those orcs, whatever they were.
Yes.
And funnily enough, its neck was a zipper. So you could zip it over someone's head.
Oh, yes.
But it had animatronics inside, so you could use a controller to change its facial expressions.
Yeah, that looked... I saw some photos that you had taken, and they looked pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you had a great time. Thoroughly enjoyed yourselves.
Yeah, one thing I didn't like is I kept saying, Uncle, can you take a photo of me doing this? And he would say, oh, well, look at this. And I was like, no, I want you to take a photo of me doing this. So then he would walk off and start looking at other stuff, and I was like, I want you to take a photo.
Not like me. I'm well-trained.
Oh, yeah, because also the thing is we weren't allowed to take photos until a specific room.
Yeah.
Which...
You were trying to do subtle photos, were you?
No, I didn't do any photos.
Oh.
No, it was once we were in that room where there was stuff you could actually touch. I was like, Uncle, we can finally take photos. Can you please take a photo? And he's like, well, come over here and look at this. And I was like, no, I want you to take a photo of this. There's a reason I walked directly to this.
Oh, well. You can always go back again.
I won't be doing that unless I actually get to work on something.
Yeah. Well, you never know. You might actually end up over there at some stage.
No, they really put a big emphasis on you have to work with your hands. And I'm like, that's stupid because obviously someone is drawing concepts, Everyone is using clay to sculpt concepts. Yeah. There's someone on a computer in a back room that's drawing a concept.
Yeah, not such a good story, though, is it? Someone on a computer. But you see someone there working with their hands. I mean, that's a good story.
Yeah, I guess. See you all later. Bye.
No.
What? I'm tired now.
You're tired. Well, it's probably near the end. Is it time? It is near the end of the session, isn't it?
I had to leave the house, Mum. That's enough for today. No, I'm not Stephen. No, it is the end. we have the same condition of, I think we're tired because we did have a lunch today.
We had a late lunch, a very filling lunch, and we're probably ready to go and have a little goi goi, a little sleep.
Goi goi is an inside joke because that's what Stephen used to say before he could speak. While he was asleep.
Yes, it was rather sweet.
Yeah. Well, anyway, if you enjoyed this episode, you can go listen to other episodes at npr.nz/shows/fusion, or you can go to Spotify and search up Generation Fusion. If you like to get some behind-the-scenes content, you can go to Facebook and search up Generation Fusion, or Instagram and search up Generation Fusion, or you could even just go onto Google or Bing if that's – you shouldn't be watching this if you use Bing. We don't accept those people. I'm joking. Bing pretends to be like everyone else, so it's fine. Now, you can just Google up Generation Fusion and you'll find something, probably my portfolio, but – Also, if you'd like to help us continue to make content and continue to make better content, you can go to givealittle.co.nz/org/NPR and donate as little or as much as you feel like. Thank you all for listening, and we will see you all next time.
Bye.
If you enjoy this NPR podcast, please consider subscribing. Our podcasts are available on all major podcasting platforms. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, as well as the accessmedia.nz app. Support this show and others like it by giving a donation. For more information, go to www.npr.nz/donate.